This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Post Malone Oreos plus Tom Whiskey and Chip Pants. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Coming soon to a sweet tooth near you.
All right, kids, line up and make sure to keep your hands to yourself.
A mysterious Milky Way world comes to life.
Look, it's a tree full of bonbons. Please pick one for me.
Hey, I said don't touch it, period. This candy's all mine. It ain't for no children.
It's Charles Barkley and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my. What's that, Sir Charles? How tall is it?
Oh, that's the world's only dark chocolate 7-foot stripper pole. I call it the Minute Bowl. Now, let's see if we can find some holes and talk some of this funny money.
Leonard Maltin says, this is no pussy walk through Wonka. Charles Barkley takes the cake. Roger Ebert says, this film melts in your heart and in your hands.
Oh, how cute. Look. Look at those little munchkins working over there.
Oh, those ain't no munchkins. Those are my Hoopa Loompas. John Stockton, Muggsy Bogues, Scott Skiles, and Spud Webb. You know, all the little dudes in the league. They're working hard to make sure you have the time of your life.
But please, why can't I sample all this glorious candy? I have the golden ticket.
Oh, you say you want some candy. Well, you got to bring a covered dish first. This world already got too many chubby kids. And that golden ticket is just fancy rolling papers. I'll trade you some fudge for some weed, but not pound for pound.
Charles Barkley and the Chocolate Factory.
But I just wanted one little bonbon.
Look here, girl. Why you crying? I ain't never worn a ring. You don't see my ass shedding tears. Now get a hold of yourself. Hey, whoever put the tinfoil on these Hershey Kisses gonna get an ass whooping. That's the same reason why I hate peeling these shrimp. Too much effort.
Charles Barkley and the Chocolate Factory. It's the movie you crave.
Hey, kid, careful. Don't get too close to the edge.
Oh, my God. My child just fell in the chocolate river. What could be worse?
I'll tell you what's worse. That ain't chocolate. Uh-oh. Chocolate River? Man, that's Wonka's deal. We just been having some plumbing problems.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
If you've been all with us all morning, we got to get some certificates or something.
I got something here that'll pick you up.
Yeah!
Is that right?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting.
All right.
I was mentioning how much I liked some of the commercials in the Super Bowl. I particularly enjoyed the one with Post Malone and Shane Gillis and Peyton Manning, where they were shooting the beers out of the
beer cannon,
lawn blowers. They kind of looked like leaf blowers, right. But they were, it was really funny. In any event, unrelated to that, but Post Malone has his own line of Oreo cookies.
And, how about that?
And,
yeah.
And we just got some
of them. Are they tattooed?
It's let me just read about them. It says, for a limited time, these special twist Oreos have a swirled cream filling, which mixes salted caramel and shortbread flavor cream.
Yeah, give me about eight of those.
Sandwiched between a chocolate cookie and a golden cookie.
These are good.
They're engraved with nine designs inspired by Malone.
Oh, so they're inspired by his tattoos? Because mine has like a sun or star.
I guess some of them have a guitar pick.
Oh. Looks like a record on one.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's
you
what mine
dunk
is.
Dunk them in Bud Light.
Ooh,
one of them has a butterfly.
I have one. What is this?
Butterfly.
Has anybody tried? Has anybody eaten one yet?
Yeah, we did.
They're great.
Yeah, you can. They have the for the salted caramel. You can taste the crunch or the crunch of the salt.
Oh,
the grain. Yeah,
I've not tried mine yet, but they are very fragrant.
They are very fragrant.
In a good way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You're trying one. Tom has one in his mouth, even though his mother didn't bake these Oreos.
Right.
He's trying them.
They're great.
Yeah. Aren't they great?
I think so too.
Yeah.
I love salted caramel.
Oh, you know you've made the big time when you got your own Oreo line, don't you?
How did we get along without salted caramel and red velvet cake?
I don't know, Chick. I'm with you.
Because that's relatively recent, right?
We didn't have it when we were kids, did we?
No.
No.
I think this is the first partnership with someone specific.
Yes, it seems like
it. With Oreo, it is. Usually they do flavor infusions and different stuff like that, but the first time that a person has been featured on an Oreo package.
I have a joke I can't do.
Okay. No, you don't want to do that, Tom. I know what you're thinking. I think I said it off the air. So what's not?
I have one, too, that involves Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Well, well, well.
I'm not going to tell you this later.
I'm guessing
is Drake, Drake going to be the one?
Chocolate vanilla thing, I think.
How many serves?
It's a Drake cookie that tastes like a Girl Scout.
That's not who I was.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I did not.
Well, it set ratings records. Well, here's what it sounded like in where I'm going to be living any minute. I can tell you that. This is the English call of Cooper DeJean, the defensive back for the Eagles. He picked off Patrick Mahomes and ran it back for a touchdown. Here's what it sounds like.
Mahomes to try and make some magic. A night where he's trying to establish his legacy. Steps his foot. Has Samaje Perine. Rushes out to the right-hand side. Has a man. That's a crazy interception at the 39-yard line. With Tony Hansel, numbers 25, 20. Cooper DeJean down to the 10. Down to the 5. Touchdown, Eagles!
No.
Cooper DeJean goes all the way across the formation.
He went all the way across the formation.
I know.
Your brain just sees soccer when you hear a British guy calling it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I am surprised that British crowd reacted as strongly as they did. I didn't know.
American football is very popular.
Yeah.
Do you know the story of American football in England?
No.
They, for a long time, only got highlight shows of the NFL. And when they saw the first NFL game in person, they're like, what the hell is this? Because all they did was put the highlight. That's all there was.
They thought it was the fastest moving sport.
It was like touchdown, 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 touchdown. That's it, 35-17. But they didn't know about the timeout. Isn't that interesting?
No, that's right. I think it's fascinating.
It was very cool.
We were having a technical issue at the time you were speaking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that did go over the air okay? Okay.
Yes.
We're ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's move forward. I think we need to ask this question.
Am I being transcribed in Portuguese?
I think you are.
Did you tell me about this?
No, all's good. All's well.
Okay.
Am I in trouble?
Does that complete our sports broadcast?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Do you want to hear another inside comedian joke?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Now, Josh just told one.
Right.
And
I just wrote one. Thank you very much.
It was like that. You had a much better punchline than we were talking about off the air.
You liked the off the air one better?
No, I liked yours better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Very nice.
And again, I do want to repeat for those.
A couple comedians are sitting there, and one's working in his notebook, writing some things down. The other comedian says, "Hey, what are you working on there?" He goes, "I have to do a eulogy for my father's funeral." The other comedian goes, "Who books that?" It's a very
inside
question.
Okay.
That's very comedian.
You got one, Tom. I got one too.
Oh boy,
ladies and gentlemen,
he's the high minded character.
it's Dr. Tom Whiskey.
You know, because of the weakness of the forthcoming saga.
Yes.
Yours truly, Dr. Tom Whiskey.
Tommy!
Frontier doctor.
Morning, Doc.
Frontier. And I do, by the way, I do it all.
Doc.
I do a proctology, gynecology. You got an orifice, I'm going in.
Doc, don't be rude. Don't be rude. Please say good morning to Tom.
Well, I got to say good morning to everybody.
All right. Yeah. Well, don't forget Tom. You can forget Tom sometimes.
Ace, my man, 50 grand. There we go. That Chick McGee over there.
That's me. Yeah.
Who's the little saucy vixen sitting next to you?
This is the, she's a fresh-faced member of the Bob and Tom Show, and Tom is beating the life out of her. She's here. That's Jess Hooker.
Little sweetie, Jessie. Why don't you take off those glasses and shake your head?
He's old school. Yeah, please forgive him.
He's from another time.
I'm even surprised he said hi to Ace.
I'm very surprised he said hi to Ace. Yeah.
There's a Mr. Patty G.
He normally just says, morning, Smithy.
And there's that lovely Christy Lee.
Hey, Doc.
How are you, Christy?
Been a while.
You look so sweet today.
Thank you.
You're married now.
Yes, I got married on you.
She had to. She got pregnant, Doc.
No. Well, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Will you name the little feller Tom if it's a boy?
No.
Oh, well. Have you said good morning to our host?
It's a girl. Joshy?
It's always a pleasure.
Now, you're a stand-up comedian, right?
Every now and again. Yeah, I try.
That's nice. Well, you told a comedian joke.
Yeah.
Morning, Tom. Doc, how are you? I tell you what.
Absolutely amazing.
Are you probably familiar with the work of Shecky Whiskey, frontier comedian?
Shecky Whiskey.
Yeah, so Shecky.
Love it.
Yeah, Shecky was he was a funny guy, that Shecky. So one day he's heading home, and this ambulance comes flying by him.
Oh my.
I don't know what that's all about. and all of a sudden a bunch of cop cars come flying by him. And a couple of fire trucks come flying by him. He goes, what's going on? And he's getting toward his neighborhood, and he sees the sirens and the smoke, and he pulls up and he realizes, oh my God, that's my house.
Oh no.
And one of the firefighters comes by and goes, you can't go in there, sir. your agent was in the house having secret sex with your wife, and then he set the house on fire. And Jackie Whiskey says, wow, that's the first time my agents ever come to my house. Thank you, Doc. That's Doc Whiskey's inside comedy joke of the day. Pat, you have an inside comedy joke for us?
Yeah, this comedian, he's done something bad. He's up for sentencing. He's stolen a lot of money. He's going to go away for a while. And the comedian is standing there in front of the judge. And the judge... he gives him 30 years.
Oh, my.
And the comedian goes, could you give me a light at 25?
the light, very funny.
A light at 25.
It's very good.
Very inside.
Time now to switch gears. And we go from over there to over there. And over there happens to be the SILAC Insurance News Desk
done,
with Christy.
Are we done?
It's almost Thursday. Yes, we're done.
The fast food chain Qdoba is entering the fashion game with trousers called Chip Pants.
Everybody, shut up. This sounds like something me and the dogs in a snowy afternoon would love.
The pants feature clear plastic baggies full of chips all the way down both legs.
Really?
These custom pants come with built-in compartments for Qdoba's signature crispy tortilla chips. A manager at Qdoba, Kelsey Kratz, says, at Qdoba, we're always looking for unexpected ways to connect with consumers and showcase our products in a fresh, fun, and flavorful way. With Chip Pants, we're combining two passion points of the younger generation, food and fashion.
All right.
Qdoba is able to resonate with key younger audiences and make the brand more than just a place to eat, but part of the Gen Z and millennial lifestyle.
Okay, relax a little bit.
Yeah. There we go. You can see it there.
Yeah. Boy.
So it looks like they've stapled 15 baggies full of chips to the pants.
Those are good chips.
They are very good chips. Yeah. While chip pants aren't available for purchase anytime soon, fashionistas and foodies can catch the design in action on Qdoba's social channels, of course. That would be easy to make on your own.
Yeah, that's silly.
By the way, if you want the guac with them, it's an extra $200. They are.
Can I get a bracelet with a ramekin so I can dip?
Oh, there you go.
If you don't like them, who cares? They're nacho pants.
nacho pants. I'm going to wear those nacho pants.
Now, I'm surprised a French designer hasn't done this with cigarettes.
I'm surprised the British designer hasn't done this with bad tea.
Here we go.
What else you got?
They would do it. Stop there. They would do it with filet mignon boiled. Well, we poached the beef. We thought we could take all the flavor out of it, and we give it to the cat.
Oh, the cat's eating it.
We make these earrings out of old queso. It sits around for a couple of days, and we drill a hole and hang.
Are you
from
saying
our...
the English don't cook well?
One of them, the guac is free. There was an add-on charge at like Chipotle and not at Qdoba or vice versa. Do you guys remember which one it is?
I don't remember.
It's not Chipotle, but Chipotle.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? No, you were right. It's not Chipotle.
Chipotle.
That's the amusing man, Buddy Hackett.
Merely a classic.
Am I in Chipotle?
No, sir. So these are, I'm sorry, what are they? They're called queso pants. What are they called again?
They're called chip pants.
Chip pants, okay.
Chip in my pants.
Oops, I chipped my pants.
Yep, chipped your pants.
I can't believe
it. How would you like it? Well, they should do burrito panties.
Oh, man.
They're like two sizes too small. Oh, senores. Senorita, I can see your burrito.
Right.
Maybe taco.
Taco's
pants.
Right there.
The burrito's more puffy.
But a taco, never mind. An Indiana woman facing charges for allegedly leading police on a chase.
Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
Stolen Krispy Kreme delivery truck.
I get it.
According to Fox 59, Indianapolis police said Ms. Amber Fitzpatrick, 32.
And Patrick Fitzamber.
Of Poland took, I think that's Poland, Indiana, I would assume, took the truck as a driver.
Well, I don't know. Where did they pick her up? Is there a bowling alley nearby?
Did I tell you that my best friend in life, and he's still my best friend, although I never talked to him, you know, David. His brother, big brother, owned a Mr. Softy truck. And his brother would drive around.
I love Mr. Softy.
Wow.
And David and I were like 10, 11 years old, and we'd go out in the truck and just.
That's
great. Just like pouring beer and pouring ice cream out of it. Oh, yeah. It was the best.
Miss Amber took the
truck. I think I peaked that summer. I'm almost certain. Go ahead, Chris.
Miss Amber took the truck as the driver was making a delivery at a gas station on South Shelby Street just after 12:30 a.m. Tuesday. Police said she sped off. The truck's rear door swung open, just like with the Brinks truck. Instead of money falling out, there were donuts all over the street.
This is better.
The delivery driver was able to track the stolen truck with GPS, so officers would.
I feel bad for the cops. They have to show up, and you know every a-hole bystander. Hey, look, they're free donuts. The one of their 10 cop cars here.
Oh boy!
Sorry.
What accent was that?
I don't know.
That was a dumbass bystander.
Hey.
Officers with the Speedway Police Department were able to conduct a stop on Crawfordsville Road. The stolen GM truck, valued at $50,000, was recovered. She was taken into custody, charged with felony auto theft and possession of paraphernalia.
Wow.
Oh. Was she just trying to get home? What, did they have a motive?
That's all I got, buddy.
Now, Pat, you're doing something over there. You got a song about stealing a Krispy Kreme donut truck?
I'm sorry, Pat. Is your guitar on and plugged in?
It is on, yes.
It's not plugged in. I can see the hole from here.
Nope, it's plugged in.
Oh.
Give me a strum on that thing, Pat.
Turn her up a little bit.
Nope.
There you go.
That's better, right?
No.
Really. No, we're not getting it.
Thank you.
Nope.
In a little bit. Okay. I got it all the way up.
How about now? I think we all know the story, though, right?
Yeah, we do.
I think we do.
I just think the irony that Mr. Softy has it all the way up. That poor guy gets home from work all day, and hey, Mr. Softy.
Better?
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Ah, there's a chick who loves the glazed donuts. Loves them so much, she'd steal a Krispy Kreme truck. Or maybe she's on crack. As donuts fly out the back. She'll be seeing a judge sometime tomorrow. Stole a donut truck. Now she's really oh, there's powder on her face. Could be a donut or cocaine. Yeah, I don't think the guitar is on.
I love that song.
Me too.
I do too.
Johnny
Secret
Rivers,
Agent
Secret
Man.
Agent Man. Oh,
yeah.
What awful, awful person.
I love Johnny Rivers.
My dad did too. I used to listen to those records when I was a kid.
I have a double disc CD of Johnny Rivers.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah.
You
I had him autographed.
Are you familiar with that song?
Yeah.
You know Secret Agent Man?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know what it's from?
James Bond. Seems appropriate. Well,
it was kind of, that was sort of the James Bond era.
It's a take, right. And it's a take on that burn.
What movie is it in?
It's on a TV show. What was that from? Was it Secret Agent Man?
I think so.
Oh, I just thought it was a song.
I did too.
Oh,
no, I curious.
A man who leads a life of danger.
Johnny Rivers did this on a few songs where it sounded like he was performing at a party.
Yeah.
He's a stranger.
I'm a big fan of it. Another good thing about Johnny Rivers is he has his guitar plugged in.
Yeah.
He won't live to see tomorrow.
Here's the hook.
Secret Agent Man.
That's great. Go.
The guitar was plugged in.
It's an issue over there. Or the battery is dead.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their Ultimate Rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.